Last week on this program, after we were told that the cleaners at Queen Victoria Market were going to lose their job just a few weeks before Christmas because the contract to the market had been tendered to another organisation, and these cleaners were contracted to that particular employer. Well, when we were having that conversation, the CEO of the Queen Victoria Market, Stan Liakis, decided to call in and to clarify the matter with me. This is a little bit of our exchange.
Oh, firstly, Virginia, no, we have not sacked them. There is a process of redundancy that the company is progressing with some of the employees. And I'm assuming that if they don't have ongoing work, then they will be going through a redundancy program with Asset Link. Nothing to do directly with Queen Victoria Market. They're not directly our employees. They're not being sacked.
Then we danced around a fair bit about whether people had been sacked or lost their job because they weren't directly employed by the Queen Victoria Market. The upshot was, however, they were losing their jobs. Now, I've been told since then and since that interview that the thing really went a bit nuclear, and there's been a mad scramble to try and find those people their jobs. Andrew Jones is the United Workers Union Assistant Secretary Victoria. Andrew, good morning.
Good morning, Virginia.
I understand the mad scramble has ended and jobs have been found for all of those workers. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right, Virginia. 15 workers were without work from Monday at the Queen Victoria Market. And as a result of some work with the Melbourne City Council and the Lord Mayor, they've committed to finding those cleaners jobs across their contracting network, so at the Queen Victoria Market and across other City of Melbourne buildings with their various contractors who work in contract cleaning.
So they will go on being contract cleaners, they'll just be contracted to various other businesses?
Yeah, so some of the 15 will remain at Victoria Market, others will work as contract cleaners in other City of Melbourne buildings, that's correct.
Okay, and are they all happy about that? Are they happy to go to various other places?
Yeah, we're going to work with the cleaners individually and the City of Melbourne to place people in suitable employment. The cleaners that we've spoken to over the last sort of 12 hours since we've had the meeting with the City of Melbourne are really excited that they're going to Christmas and that they'll have a new job in the next couple of days that they'll start in.
I hear tell, Andrew Jones, that following that interview on this program that there are a lot of people out there who were pretty grumpy with Stan Liakis. Is that right?
Yeah, certainly, you know, cleaners who have worked at the Victoria Market, like Bashir, for 24 years, you know, certainly pretty upset and pretty grumpy that you know, just sort of the lack of care for him and his situation after 24 years of keeping the market clean.
Yeah, we'll be speaking with Victor Barrientos, who spoke to us last week when he revealed to us that people were losing their jobs. And this will all be done. The jobs will be established and they'll be in paid employment before Christmas, Andrew Jones?
Yeah, that's right. Our team will be working with the City of Melbourne to ensure everyone's placed over the next week, which is fantastic.
Well, that's pretty good news. Good on you, Andrew. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Virginia.
Andrew Jones there from the United Workers Union. There. He's the Assistant Secretary of Victoria. And it was Victor Barrientos, who's a cleaner at the Queen Victoria Market, who told us about this. Victor, good morning.
Good morning, Virginia. Thanks a lot for the opportunity.
No, my pleasure. I understand you're about to get another job. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and I am happy, and also the other cleaners, because we have a good Christmas, you know, with
yes.
Taking our job back. That's good.
Do you know where your job will be?
They're going to give us the last detail, but everybody will be with a job 100%, and everybody is happy to receive that good news, you know.
So nobody minds being scattered around various other workplaces in the City of Melbourne's remit. You don't mind where you're going?
No, not yet. But we're waiting for the place where we're going to work.
Yep.
But the news what I checked with the other co-workers, they are so happy to receive this news, you know.
Yeah, well, I would imagine they will be. So, look, that's great news. We'll stay in touch with you and try and find out what the job is that you'll be going to. But happy Christmas to you, Victor.
And also for you and your family, and thanks for your help for all the media that they come into us, okay? Thanks, a great day.
It was great to talk to you all about it. Thanks so much. Victor Barrientos, who's a cleaner, well, was a cleaner at the Queen Victoria Market, but's about to get another job somewhere in the City of Melbourne's remit, a job in time for Christmas.